Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Ivey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Reed Nichols. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Tudor. And now, play ball. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Tudor drops the ball. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herndon bunts towards the mound. Tudor fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to third. Parrish moves to second. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ivey takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell fields it and throws to second for the out. Evans moves to third. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gettman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller scores. Nichols moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herndon strikes out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ivey hits a fly ball towards left. Nichols catches it and throws to second to double up Gibson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Lansford goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon throws the ball into Trammell, who tags Stapleton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Yastrzemski scores. One out. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Pat Underwood now pitching. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-2 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavill scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gedman for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Underwood, and towards Brookins, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-3 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Enos Cavill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavill is 0-3 in the game. Cavill hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Gibson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy misplays the ball. That's an error on Remy. Trammell moves to third. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to second. Bob Stanley now pitching. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Ivey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell scores. There goes Parrish trying to get to home. Nichols throws the ball in to Gedman, who tags Parrish, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Herndon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers won. the Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sosa fields it and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to second. Two outs. Kevin Saucier now pitching. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-3 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lansford moves to third. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lansford scores. Gedman moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hoffman is walked intentionally. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon strikes out. One out. Rick Leach pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-4 in the game. Cabell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox 5, and Detroit Tigers 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.